Wisconsin dairy farmers are trying to be optimistic about the chances for immigration reform once a new Congress is elected next Tuesday. But at this week's meeting of the Wisconsin Professional Dairy Producers, the advice they got from Milwaukee immigration lawyer Eric Straub was not very encouraging.
The noose continues to get tighter and tighter around the neck of the dairy industry in terms of dealing with this problem. In terms of practical advice, if you're ever in a situation where you've got ICE agents coming and knocking on your door, if they've got a warrant for somebody's arrest and they show it to you, you got to get out of their way and you got to let them do what they're going to do.
Estimates vary, but most agree that immigrants now account for about 60% of Wisconsin dairy workers. Some, but not all, are undocumented and therefore vulnerable to being arrested and deported. That's why farmers are hoping a new Congress will finally pass what's known as the Ag Jobs Bill that would provide a path to citizenship for workers who have held a job in the U.S. for 2 years. Shelley Mayer's family runs a dairy farm near Slinger.
This issue is really, really, really important because there's not people knocking on our door, even when the unemployment rate is high, that say, I want to learn and to be here every day on time and go over the top on care.
The Ag Jobs Bill could assure dairy farmers a legal workforce. Currently, both Wisconsin senators and 7 out of 8 of the congressional delegation support that bill. But after the election on Tuesday, there is no guarantee a new Congress will make immigration reform a priority. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.